NFL Moss on the line. Mossy, good morning.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog. Morning to all our listeners.
Hey, Mossy, well, I'll go a bit left field here. Leeds going to have to do it tough because Ipswich Town have won promotion automatically along with Leicester. Leicester top of the championships. Ipswich Town locked up second spot. So Leeds going to have to go through the playoffs, I think, against Southampton, Mossy.
Yeah, that's right. Tough news for Leeds fans tonight, but great news for Socceroos fans. Cam Burgess, Masaluongo, part of that Ipswich team that have got promotion. That's consecutive promotions for Ipswich Town. So they've come from the third tier to the second tier and now into the big dance in the Premier League. Only four clubs have actually done that in recent history, consecutive promotions: Watford, Norwich, Southampton, and now, of course, Ipswich. So it's no mean feat getting consecutive promotions, but particularly up to the Premier League. Unbelievable scenes and great stuff for two of our Socceroos.
Harlan, four goals for City, Mossy?
Just does it too easily, Bulldog.
Yes.
He makes scoring goals like you make journalism, just so simple.
Smooth and silky.
Always the headline act, but he was unbelievable. His balance, his airtime with his header at the back post, you know, his fourth goal, I think it was, the sublime touch and finish. He's from another planet. And for me, it just makes Roy Keane's comments a few weeks ago that he's a pub player. You know, for me, it shows Roy Keane up for what he is so often, which is just a headline grabber. This guy, Haaland, is a breath of fresh air for the Premier League. He's an incredible goal scorer. And it takes takes all sorts of individuals and their skills and their strengths to make up a champion team. And Arsenal held their nerve in their game overnight, but I just think it really is Man City's to lose. They've got a game in hand against Spurs, who aren't going great under Ange at the moment. Three losses from their last three. They go to Anfield overnight. They're hanging on in the fight, which I think is over now for fourth spot. But really, they've got to look over their shoulders now at holding on to fifth spot for at least Europa League.
Exactly. The game against Liverpool coming up. Back home, big day for Sydney FC yesterday. Mossy, the men thrashed Macarthur 4-0 in the elimination final. And the women, we were talking about them last week, phenomenal team. They've beaten Melbourne City 1-0 in the GF.
Yeah, they did. Shay Connor, let's go there first. Came off the bench to score in the 69th minute. It was a sublime assist by the youngest player in A-League women's history to take the field during an A-League grand final, and that was Indiana Dos Santos. Her lead-up work for this goal by Shay Connor was sublime. It was absolutely brilliant, and she's a 16-year-old. So what a career she's got ahead of her. She's Australian, I can't wait to see her gracing the field with the Matildas, because I think it's provided she avoids injury and has the luck that everyone needs. I think she's an absolute star in the making. Incredible scenes and incredible work by Ante Juric, the coach. That's his sixth title, three championships, three premierships, seven grand finals in a row. And they've created history by winning, the only team to win five grand finals in the league, Melbourne City on four. So, yeah, great stuff for Sydney FC. Fully deserved. They're a real pathway. It's the youngest team in the A-League Women's this season, and they deserve to lift that trophy yesterday. Against the odds, really, Melbourne City went in as favourites. But as you said, with the men's statement win, Ray, yesterday against Macarthur, too good. Robbie Mack was the star of the show, but there was big headlines over the red card to Macarthur. I don't think in a million years that was an obvious goal-scoring opportunity, so I think Macarthur were dutted by the referee and VAR yesterday in a massive game that ended their season. Against 10 men, Sydney FC, and Joe Lolley came off just after he scored a worldie with a hamstring injury, so major concern over star man Joe Lolley as to whether he'll be fit for the rest of the final series.
And that Melbourne derby, I think this afternoon, Mossy, will decide the other semi-finalist.
It will, Bulldog. Great to see Melbourne derby with an elimination final. It just adds to it. But look, they're part of my multi this game. I think it's going to be a draw in 90, and I think Melbourne victory may just get Melbourne City in extra time or penalties. It wouldn't surprise me if we went all the way to penalties. But in my multi, I've tipped Melbourne victory and Melbourne City as a draw in the 90 minutes into Chelsea to beat West Ham at home in the Premier League.
What's your tip for Liverpool-Tottenham?
Seriously, it's a toughie. Yeah. I'll tell you,
both teams are struggling. Yeah,
Liverpool are horrible at the moment. I think it's just all imploded there for us with the Klopp departure, and Spurs have lost 3 from 3 and haven't been good. They can't defend set pieces to save their lives at the moment. So it wouldn't surprise me if Spurs go and get a draw against Liverpool. So maybe I'll just stick with that and sit on the fence. But I think it'll be a score draw, both teams to score. But I think Spurs might just have enough to get a point in a game between two teams that are out of form.
Did you play golf?
I didn't, mate. I'm down on the farm in Yass this weekend, breathing some fresh air. So I was
your farm?
I was on the my stepdaughter owns a farm down in Yass, so we were on the motorbikes yesterday and doing some farm work.
Did you get a chance to catch up to our mate Simon Thomas down there? No relation.
I haven't this weekend, and I hope he's not listening because I know I'll be in a bad book this week.
You just gave yourself up. Yes.
It's Greek Easter, and my family on my wife's side are all Greek. So Christos and Esty to all our Greeks that are listening in this morning.
Nah, good on you, mate. Good on you, Simon, if he's listening. Hey, Mossy, appreciate we're about to cross to Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Derby. So thanks so much for that soccer segment. As always, concise and to the point. Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys.
Thanks, mate.